turn to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. We'll read three verses tonight. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14, 15, and 16. And let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. Joshua chapter 24. I'll read the first verse, and you read the second, and then we'll read verse 16 also together. Joshua 24, 14 through 16. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 16 together also. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Now, Heavenly Father, we come to this time, preaching time, Lord. I pray, God, that you would give me the strength I need tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd speak through me. Open up hearts tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to use this here, Brother Sean. The title of my message is Choose You This Day Whom You Will Serve. The first portion of, I would have taken a lot of time to read the whole chapter, but the first portion of this chapter deals primarily with Joshua. At this particular time, he's an aged man. For in just a little while, he'll be passing away. His life will be finished. But he's got one last charge that he wanted to go ahead and give to Israel. One last sermon, if you will. And in the first part of this chapter, you will find Joshua basically going over with the children of Israel on how good God has been. You'll find him going through different things that they went through together under his leadership and different things, and how God always went ahead and gave the victory. Now, Joshua, as I had mentioned, he's an aged man. In just a few days, maybe just a little while, he'll pass away. His work will be done. He was charging a preaching to what would be his last message to the children of Israel. He was telling them in previous verses, as we'd mentioned, how good God has been. He says, I don't understand why one would choose the world over God. I can hear him saying, I will never understand why you would want to trust man over God. I'm not really sure really why one would want possessions over God. But if you choose other gods, little G-O-D, if you choose other possessions over God, if you choose that, well, that's up to you. But you know, Joshua in chapter 24, he simply says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua never wavered. Joshua was he was noted as to be a courageous leader. He was courageous. He was a strong leader. Of course, he took over after Moses had passed away, and he did a great job with the children of Israel. Now, Joshua was a man that went ahead and no doubt with adamancy, he says, go ahead, you choose your other gods. Go ahead and choose your possessions. If you want to want fame and fortune and all that over God, go ahead. But as for me and my house, I'm just going to serve the Lord. You see, we live in a world full of ungodliness today. Possessions, things have replaced the worship of God. Money has become our God. In many cases, it's just even in the church, money has become our God to a certain degree. The Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. You just can't do it. You can't go ahead and keep God number one and keep your eyes on mammon. It's either one or the other. But money has become our God in our society today. Fame has become our God in our society today. Brand new cars and fancy homes and the toys have become our God. You say, Pastor, are you against all that stuff? No, I'm not against that stuff. But the truth of the matter is, if we like them and we desire them over God, then there's a problem. Sports has become our God today. You know, I love sports. I love to sit down and watch a good old-fashioned NBA game. I love the football. I love the baseball, especially when my team's winning, amen? But the truth of the matter is, sports has become our God. On Sunday, instead of church, sports has replaced church. You know, we have the big day of the year, Super Bowl Sunday. And that's taken the place of church. I mean, it's exciting, and everybody's talking about it. Even through our churches, people are talking about it. But unfortunately, even in the church house, people have gotten so wrapped up in sports that they've gone ahead and scheduled their life around it. There will be people that won't show up to church on a Sunday simply because of some big game. There will be people that won't show up to church on a Sunday simply because their team has a chance to go all the way. And they'll go ahead and replace Jesus. They'll go ahead and replace God. They'll go ahead and replace God and the church over the Super Bowl. They'll go ahead and have the Super Bowl run their day on that Sunday. They'll go ahead and have a sport run their day on that Sunday. Let me tell you something. They're going to make popsicles in hell before I go ahead and schedule a service around this church over the Super Bowl. You know what? That's just not going to happen. You know, bless God, if the Super Bowl's going on at 7 o'clock, whatever time, you know, we're still going to have church. I'm not going to go ahead and cut back the schedule simply because of a game. Hey, let me tell you something. Why? Because choose you this day whom you will serve. Sports has become a god today. And you say, well, preacher, I don't like that. But the truth of the matter is, it's true. And if we sit here tonight, we have that kind of attitude. Well, I don't like that. The truth of the matter is, it's not me coming at you. It might be the Holy Spirit trying to deal with you tonight. Hey, listen, what I'm trying to say, hey, money's become our God. Fame has become our God. Brand new cars and all the things that the world has to offer. Though I'm not against that, but they become our God. Sports has gone ahead and taken the place of church. The TV guide has taken the place of our Bible. We alter our schedule according to what is playing on TV, and that causes us to decide whether we go to church or not. Let me tell you something. The day that I go ahead and replace church over TV, I'll go ahead and go in my house, and I'll take a sledgehammer to them old TVs. They will never go ahead and take the place of this book right here. They will never go ahead and take the place of the schedule of a church service. And let me tell you something, that's a fine line there, preacher, you say, but the truth of the matter is, you know what, where are our priorities? Where are our priorities? Who really is the most important? What is really the most important? Is it Jesus as we say it is? Is it God as we say it is? Is it that book as we say it is? Or is it the things, the possessions that the world has to offer? Hey, what I'm so lovingly trying to say tonight, choose you this day whom you will serve. If we would let God be a part of our decision making, we'd be a whole lot better off. Joshua chose to go ahead and serve God over anything else. There was no question about it. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose what you will, but I'm going to go to church. I can see how Joshua would say that. I can see that. Joshua would say, hey, go ahead and choose the sports. Choose the possessions. But I'm going to go ahead and be in church. Go ahead and choose all the fame in the world, but I'm going to go ahead and read my Bible. Go ahead and choose the things that you want to do that make you happy, but I want to go ahead and do things that would go ahead and make God happy. Hey, what was Joshua trying to say to the children of Israel? That maybe they had a little bit of fuzzy vision. Hey, children of Israel, I think you kind of forgot how good God has been. He's delivered us through war. He's delivered us through so many things. God has always given me the victory. Hey, if you want to go ahead and serve the little G-O-D's, the gods that your father served on the other side of the flood, so be it. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hey, we're going to have a church that decides to go ahead and choose you this day whom you will serve. We ought to have a church that decides God's going to be first and foremost here. That book right there is going to be first and foremost. Nothing else is going to come in here and take the place and water down this book, and the King James Bible is going to be preached behind this podium, right, this pulpit right here, and prayer is going to be lifted up, and the right kind of music is always going to be played. Oh man, wasn't it tremendous to have a pianist today? Wasn't it tremendous? I'm telling you, it was just tremendous. I tell you, it's nothing like the spirit of the church. I'm trying to get my mom and dad to move down here. You know what I mean? We need a pianist, but anyways, all right, moving right along. But didn't you enjoy that church? Amen. All right. Okay, but the truth of the matter is, but you know what? We're going to keep here at Faith Baptist Church God first and foremost. I'm not going to have to sit, as your pastor, I'm not going to sit back and decide whether I'm going to go ahead and alter our church schedule over what the world may have to offer. No, you know what? We're going to have preaching Sunday morning. We're going to have preaching Sunday night. We're going to have preaching on Wednesday night. And nothing, I say nothing, is going to change that. We're going to lift up the standard. That's the King James Bible. We're going to go out soul winning. We're going to go ahead and keep on reaching people. And we're going to do everything we can to go ahead and snatch people out of the pit of hell and do our job. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You want to choose the fame? You want to choose the money? Go ahead. But I'm going to go ahead and choose Christ tonight. We live based on what we want, not what he wants. What choices are you making concerning your church attendance? What choices are you making concerning your Bible reading? What choices are you making concerning your prayer life? What choices are you making concerning your raising your kids? They see you not choosing God. Is there any wonder why they don't want to go to church? They see you go ahead and choose fame and fortune and all that. And again, if God goes ahead and blesses you with a few dollars, praise the Lord and use it for him. But the truth of the matter is, hey, where are your priorities tonight? If they see you going ahead and choosing the things of the world, is it any wonder? Is it any wonder why they go over the wayside? Is it any wonder why they turn to the devil? Simply because their leaders, their mama and their daddy has gone ahead and got their priorities out of whack and their choices out of whack. What I'm trying to say, choose you this day who you will serve. Let me just give you a few thoughts. I might be landing a little bit early tonight. I don't know whether too many people knew it, but I've had a rough day as far as my health. Just, I don't know, some little bug got a hold of me last night. I have no idea. Had a great supper, and it was just too bad that about 12:30 this morning, you know, we can end it right there. But the truth of the matter is, I was preparing, I thought, wow, you know, you'd be encouraged by the notes that I have, the limited amount of notes that I have, okay? And maybe you will get home to see that basketball game earlier tonight. I don't know, but the truth of the matter is, it's been a little bit different for me as far as that, but, you know, I've given you my best today, and through God, I've given you God's best through whatever, but I just wanted to let you know that, but I'll get out of this little bug. I'm sweating tonight anyways. I don't know whether that's because I'm preaching or whatever, but the truth of the matter is I'm hoping that whatever it is, it's kind of filtering out of me. But anyhow, okay, enough of that. Woe is me. All right, but let me just give you a few thoughts. Joshua said, choose you this day. Hey, Israel, go ahead. If you want to go ahead and push away the greatness that God has been to you, if you want to go ahead and choose the other, go ahead, but I'm going to go ahead and just serve God. Let me just say this again. You know, I'm your pastor. I'm just going to go ahead and serve God. You know, I've said it time and time again. I have a vision here. Okay, I don't want to just go ahead and stay at status quo. We'll do everything we can. Of course, we started a new ministry. I was excited about the new ministry this morning. It was a ministry. I mean, bringing the kids up here, it was fun. I enjoyed that. And I look forward to a lot of big days ahead, as I mentioned. But you know what, church, if we're going to go ahead and grow and become the kind of church that God wants us to be, we all needed to go ahead and get our priorities in line. We all need to decide, you know what, I don't need all the things that the world has to offer to go ahead and water down my zeal for God. No, I need to decide tonight that God's going to say first and foremost in my life. We need a church tonight that will just go ahead and decide. I'm talking about our people right here tonight that will just go ahead and decide, you know what, I'm going to keep God number one in my life. I'm going to keep him in the first and foremost in my life. Let me just give you a few thoughts. Number one, God gives us a right to choose. You know, God doesn't come down, grab you by the nap of the neck and say, you choose me. He gives you the right to choose. You either can go ahead and choose to serve him or you can choose not to serve him. Okay, God doesn't just come after you. He allows you to choose. Number two, you think, well, boy, that was a quick point. Well, this one might be a little bit longer, so don't put your shoes on yet, ladies, all right? But he gives us the right to choose, but we do not have the right to choose the consequences of our choice. If one wants to go ahead and choose alcohol, the consequence can be liver cancer, The consequence can be a broken marriage. The consequence can be wayward children or harm to others. If an alcoholic gets behind a wheel of a car and he is under the influence, and he drives and runs into somebody and causes an accident and kills the other person, you know what the consequence is for that alcoholic? He will live with that for the rest of his life. He has the right to go ahead and choose what he wants. He has a right to go ahead. God's not going to come down and force himself upon you. But if you want to go ahead and choose alcohol, if you want to go ahead and choose that, you know what? You may have to face some serious consequences. You chose it. Okay? Now, we have the right to choose, but we do not have the right to choose the consequence of our choice. And by the way, that alcoholic will live with that death that maybe he caused because he's got behind of a wheel of a car. He'll live with that upon his shoulders for the rest of his life. If one wants to go ahead and choose drugs, he'll pay the high consequence for the addiction that he has began, the overdose, and the loss of relationships. Cain, he went ahead and chose murder. What was the consequence? He was a fugitive from God. Hey, Judas, he went ahead and chose betrayal. What was the consequence? Death and hell and guilt. Moses, he chose disobedience to God. When God told him to go ahead and speak to the rock, he smote the rock and the water still came out. But the consequence was, Moses, you aren't going to the promised land. Adam and Eve chose the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. They had that beautiful garden. They had it all. God provided so much for them. And Adam and Eve chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil over obedience to God. And the consequence was the loss of that special relationship that they had between them and God. And the consequence was sin and pain like they never knew. Hey, Lucifer went ahead and chose pride, but the consequence is hell. You choose sin, the price will be paid. There'll be a consequence. But why not just choose the Lord and just serve him? Hey, God gives us the right to choose. He doesn't come down. Sometimes I wish he would. It'd keep us all in line. But he doesn't come down and force himself upon you. But if you want to go ahead and choose drugs, if you want to choose alcohol, if you want to choose the world and all that it supposedly has to offer, it'll be fun for a little while. The Bible says sin is fun for only a season. But after a while, it bites you. And you wonder, you know, man, it was so much fun doing all this and partying and all this. And you wonder, why is it that I lost my wife or my husband? Why is it that I lost my children to the devil? Why is it that my kids are going off and doing this? Why? Simply because you made a choice. And you'll live with the consequences. You know, kids, it'd be just a good idea for you to listen. Listen to the authority in your life. Listen to your mom and dad. They've lived a while. I'm not trying to put a little bit of age on us tonight, but they've lived before you. It'd be good if you're a young person here to listen to your mom and dad. And listen to your mom and dad. Your mom and dad will go ahead and help you make the right choices in life. And you'd go ahead and you decide to rebel, do your own thing. Let me tell you something. There'll be a consequence one day paid for that. So, you have the right to choose. But you do not have the right to choose the consequences of the choice that you make. So very simply put, number three, so choose wisely. Choose wisely. You get to a point where you don't know what to do, then go to someone who's lived a while and go to them for advice. You get to a point where you're just not sure what steps to take, then you ought to go to the pastor and have him help you. You ought to get some counsel about it. You ought to go to someone that's been around a while, a mom or a dad or whatever. If you get to a point where you're just at a pivotal point in life, teenager or child, and you're at that point where, you know what, you could either go this way, which would be the world, or this way, and you're at that point where you got to make a big decision. Hey, don't you, and you're kind of wondering, you kind of wavering, you're thinking, well, maybe this way looks a little bit more fun. Yeah, sin does look pretty for a little while. Sin looks really pretty. You know, that's what the devil does to try to attract or lure us into his trap, because he makes it look cool. He makes smoking look cool. He makes the packages of cigarettes look cool. He makes the alcohol look enticing. He makes it all look very, very attractive. But sin, when it is finished, it always brings forth death. You want to go ahead and choose the world, teenager? Let me tell you something. There's going to be a consequence for that choice. So why don't you just go ahead and decide tonight, I'm going to listen to my preacher. I'm going to listen to my youth leader. I'm going to listen to my mama and my daddy. They've lived a while, and they can go ahead and help and lead and guide me to some better days ahead. So choose wisely. Choose. Hey, sinner. Hey, lost one. Choose either heaven or hell. Well, that's a no-brainer when you think about it. Choose wisely. Hey, lost one, heaven or hell? I dead sure don't want to burn in hell forever. So I'd much rather be up there with Jesus and the streets of gold and the mansions that he's creating. Choose wisely. White or black? Right or wrong? Rock music or godly music? I'm going to stop here and talk about it this minute. If we're saved, and I trust we all are tonight, child of God, you know, the Bible teaches that we belong to God. Okay? We are his. Okay? So if we're saved, we are a child of God. Okay? And he tells us, the Bible teaches, to present our bodies a living sacrifice. He tells us to go ahead and he teaches us in his word that we are his. We are his child. Now, why would a child of God, okay, why would a child of God want to go ahead and pump into the mind that God gave you, into the heart that God gave you, and listen to the filthy lyrics of rock music? Why? Okay, let's set aside the beat and all that for a moment. But ask yourself this question, Christian. The music that the world, the MTV, and all that crowd goes ahead and produces, would God be pleased with? The lyrics that these artists go ahead and sing, they talk about sex and drugs and promiscuity and all that junk. Hey, is that what the child of God ought to have pumped into the mind that God gave us? Think about it. You say, well, preacher, come on. No, but think about it. The very lyrics alone, set the beat aside, but the very lyrics alone are enough to say, you know what? I'm God's child, and I shouldn't have that pumped into my heart. When they go ahead and they praise sex, and they praise drugs, and they praise all that, and just to go ahead and look at some of these artists, they've got things hanging over their ears, and they're all this stuff, and you know, just to look at them, listen to me, is that really something that a child of God ought to have pumped into his mind and into his heart? Hey, so choose wisely. Heaven or hell? That's a no-brainer, as I mentioned. Heaven's so much more better. Black or white, right or wrong? God's music, victory in Jesus over whatever's playing out there today. See what I'm saying this evening? Let's choose and choose wisely. You know, Proverbs talks a lot about wisdom. I'm going to read a scripture here, Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. If thou criest after knowledge or wisdom, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest her as for hid treasures. The Bible, you know, this is how one would seek wisdom. This would be how one would go ahead and make some good choices. I'm going to read on. Then shalt thou understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, the knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. You know, as I mentioned, to choose wisely. You know, when you find wisdom, godly wisdom, then thou shalt understand righteousness, the Bible says in verse 9. When you go ahead and desire the wisdom of God to go ahead and help you make your choices and help you make your decisions, it will be then that you will understand righteousness. It will be then that you will understand the plan that God has for your life. So tonight, you have the right to choose. Choose God or choose the world. Choose whatever the world has to offer or all the pleasantness that God has to offer. But if you want to choose the world, you want to choose the things that the devil has to offer, you don't have the right to choose the consequences of the choices you make. So, as your preacher tonight, I just charge you, decide to choose wisely. Decide to choose wisely. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As your pastor tonight, if you're a little wayward in some areas, let me plead with you. Why don't you come back to God? Why don't you come back and say, you know what? I know that the choices that I make, and I know that some of the maybe you're dealing with some things tonight, and they'll have serious consequences. Why don't you tonight decide, you know, I don't want that them kind of consequences. You know, I want to choose Christ. I want Christ to be number one. Why don't you make that decision tonight? Tonight, as your pastor, we're just going to go ahead and choose Christ here at Faith Baptist Church. I'll do my part to lift the standard high. I'll do my part to teach you and guide you and love you and pray with you. And tonight, as Faith Baptist Church, we're just going to choose Christ. I want you to be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it. I want you to go ahead and say, you know what? That church down there in Carver, Massachusetts, Faith Baptist Church, hey, that's a godly church. I want you to be a part of that. I want you to go ahead and decide tonight. Why don't you decide tonight that I want to be a part of some of the things that are going on here, that's going to go on here. Choose wisely. Choose some things, a ministry. Decide to get involved. But Joshua, he said, okay, Israel, that first part of the chapter, he went over pretty much on what God's been good to us. Look at all that God has done for us. But Israel, if you choose to go ahead and choose the other gods, so be it. But I'm going to go ahead and choose Christ. I and my house along with me are going to go ahead and choose Christ. Choose Christ. You know, the happiest people I know are the ones who day in and day out walk with God and allow God to be a part of their choices that they make. The Christian that decides, hey, God, day in and day out, they walk with God, they look forward to that precious time between them and God with this book. The happiest people I know are the ones that have gained the wisdom of God So when they do come to a point of making some tough decisions, you know what? Based on their walk with God and their being diligent and seeking the knowledge of God, when it comes time to make big decisions and big choices, they already know what they're going to choose. The Bible's already taught them how to go ahead and choose. And so when it comes to go ahead, when it comes to a point where, should I choose a world or choose Christ? You know, to them, because of their consistent everyday walk, you know what? It's a no-brainer to them. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to choose Christ. Why? Because they've kept in tune. They've stayed in tune with Jesus. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, I'm just going to serve the Lord. You know, church, there's a lot of stuff that we can serve the Lord in, a lot of areas we can serve the Lord in tonight. Thinking of the areas of soul winning. Boy, it was just tremendous to have a couple extra people going out yesterday. What a tremendous blessing it was. There's other areas that we can serve the Lord in here at Faith Baptist Church. I want to split off some of our Sunday school classes. I've approached some of you. I'd like to expand our bus ministry to a degree and boost our attendances. And there's just so much that we can go ahead and do. And maybe tonight you'd be a good candidate, but maybe tonight there's some of you. You say, I want to be able to serve Pastor Weeks. I want to go ahead and serve and be what God wants me to be. But you're over here. You've made some bad choices. If you're over here, I plead with you tonight so that you can be the kind of Christian and be the kind of godly person that God wants you to be. I plead with you. Why don't you get it right tonight so that you can be readily available to serve Christ in whatever aspect that we have here. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we sure do love you. We thank you for today, God, and we thank you for these people. I thank you so much for these dear people taking a Wednesday, Sunday night, where we come together, fellowship, sing your songs, preach your word. Now, Lord, very simple message tonight, much shorter than the usual. But God, I pray that our dear people here tonight will make right choices. You won't force yourself on them. But I pray, dear God, that these dear people tonight will continue to make right choices. I pray, Lord, that you would go ahead and flourish their life and bless them as a result of the choices that they make. Now, God, as we come to our invitation, I pray, Lord, that Holy Spirit, whatever you're dealing with tonight in the hearts of these dear people, that you would go ahead and help them to become what you'd want them to become. I believe here tonight we have many, many men and ladies both that are wise. They've chosen wisely. But maybe there's some younger people. They're kind of deciding. They're kind of on edge as to what direction they should go. I pray, dear God, that they'll decide, I'm going to stay on God's path. I'm just going to choose God's path tonight because I don't want the serious consequences that the world brings. Now, our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let's stand to our feet. I'm not sure how to give an invitation tonight. Very short, simple message, I know. But Joshua just decided that choose you this day whom you serve. As for me, I'm just going to serve the Lord. Maybe tonight you just want to go ahead and press the reset button and say, Pastor, I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to press it. I'm going to come forward.